1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. So, you know, it's the number one complaint I heard from people who have attended yesterday's Green Bay Packers-Detroit Lions game at Lambeau Field. Where's the rain? Brought my slicker, messed around with this. Well, thank the good Lord they got it wrong. Would you rather be sitting there in a downpour, even with the proper attire, or be holding it and in a beautiful sunny day? I heard that from several people. Well, they said it was going to rain. You sound disappointed. You had an absolutely picture-perfect weather day for a football game. Maybe even on the warm side if you were playing the game. Kind of deceptive that way. Really windy it looked like in the bowl, too. Were you at yesterday's game? Well, you were not. Okay. I never remember what your ticket package is. Do they just pull them out of a hat and say, here, Brooker, you get these games or what? I can never figure out which... Are you... You're not gold package, are you? Oh. The Brooker household did have tickets yesterday. I'm sorry. I wasn't specific. You did not go to the... Now, that makes perfect sense. All right. Now I got it all. Wife and kids went. Yeah. The old man sits home and watches it on TV. Boy, if that's not par... I was just going to say, I've got... I'll bet you there's far less debate after, say, November. Wouldn't you think most families are? This is a slight exaggeration. I can go to almost any December game that I want for free. That is a mild, it's a mild exaggeration. I know this is, I'm going to get yelled at for this. It is always the woman that doesn't want to go. I'm just saying, in my universe, I'm not going to name names, but I know several couples, season ticket holders. You jockey for position on that wife list. And you know when it's really cold because the husband half is going through that wife list to when it's really cold because don't nobody want to go. Come on, I'll pay you. I've been to a few of those games. So, yeah, I should have known you would be sitting home. They're not going to let the old man go in nice weather like this. That should have occurred to me. What happened is, did it swing north or south? The first band of storms, I think, went north. I don't recall now. Anyway, the second band, as you may have noticed, did not miss us. And it was pretty torrential. This has got to be one of the rainiest Septembers in a long time. I practically need a haymower to do the lawn if I let it go more than 4 or 5 days. Just amazing. Oh. Oh, really? Oh. Wow. So there's an October 20th. It's Thursday night football, Packers, Bears. Your wife's already taken off the next day. Boy, you just get hosed over there. Not even late October. Anyway, enough of that. There are some things I want to get to in this half hour. Yes, we're going to do a debate preview. And yes, I'm going to respond to listeners. Basically, I got several over the weekends. Come on, man! You know what that's a reference to? Oh, Earl thinks he knows. Well, ESPN. But I mean, what are they come on manning me about? Yeah, that's ESPN. Well, what about Trump? Why now are they all? Because of Cruz. Come on. Even Ted buckled. Come on, man. I will address that, and we will do a debate preview later in the show. I want to start with this, and I noticed this just, I mean, literally before coming here in the studio. Todd Starnes, FoxNews.com, breaks really good, interesting stories because he's developed a reputation. So it happens, you develop that reputation, and then people send you those stories. It's all over the place now. But yesterday, this is at ToddStarnes.com. This is his own blog site. This is not Fox News. He broke this at ToddStarnes.com yesterday. This is this is an amazing story. So a police officer goes into a Walmart in Georgia. I know it sounds like a joke. Do you know this story, Earl? Okay. They want a cake for a retirement party for a cop. On the cake, they wanted the words Blue Lives Matter with a thin blue line of frosting. Everyone's familiar with the thin blue line, right? That thin blue line, police are what protect us. It's that thin blue line that keeps us safe. Police officer's daughter was, daughter, was told by the baker, police officer's daughter, at Walmart, that cake was racist. Now we can't do that for you. That's racist. I just, when I first started seeing this on the web today, Starnes reported, a number of my Georgia readers alerted me to the story, and on Saturday night, I spoke directly with the police officer's daughter. She asked I not divulge her name. I've agreed. I was so shocked, she told me. I didn't know what to do or say or anything. I was trying not to lose my temper or make a scene. For the record, Walmart does not dispute any of this. They are embarrassed. They have apologized. But they don't dispute any of it. The police officer's daughter went to the Walmart on Willow Drive on September 22nd to order a flag for her father's retirement party. He was leaving the force after 25 years. She showed the bakers a photograph of the police officer's flag, the black and white version of Old Glory with a blue line. One of the bakers told me the design could be perceived as racist, and nobody feels comfortable decorating the cake, the police officer's daughter told me. As an alternative, she suggested a chocolate frosted cake with a horizontal frosted blue line. That, too, rejected. She said, I don't feel comfortable doing this. The cop's daughter told me, I asked her, is there something wrong with cops? After being rejected for a third time, the 21-year-old told the bakers, I'll find another bakery. Thank you. As Starnes, listen to what Starnes writes. She was more polite than I would have been, folks. I'm actually trying to turn over a new leaf in that regard, and I don't think I would have been confrontational. But I don't know. I don't know what I would have said. I was disappointed, she said. I go to Walmart all the time, at least once a week, spend hundreds of dollars. I just wanted to make my dad a cake to show how much I appreciate him. A friend of the family posted an item about the incident on Facebook, and it wasn't long before the Walmart store manager called the officer's wife and daughter and apologized. He said he was so sorry. The daughter told me he offered to make the cake free of charge, and he gave me a $50 gift card. A Walmart corporate spokesperson confirmed most of the story. Our goal is to always take care of customers, the spokesperson told me, but sometimes we misstep. We're glad we're able to connect with the family to apologize and make this right. Walmart did not say if one of their associates called the cake racist. I can confirm an associate made a mistake that has since been corrected for the customer, the spokesperson told me. So how did Walmart right their wrong? The answer to that question is going to curdle your Fruit Loops, folks. I do like the way Starnes writes, by the way. So the manager told me he would decorate it. But it looked terrible, the police officer's daughter said. It doesn't look professional. He attached a photo. It is, it's awful. It looks like I would have done it. I mean, it's just, it's horrible. It looks like someone who decorating a cake for the very first time. That's what it looks like. I work in retail, the officer's daughter told me. If I didn't want to deal with the customer and said no, I'd get fired. They did. Now, here he says there's no time to go somewhere else. I read in another story that they did get a cake from Kroger's. Walmart is a huge corporation, and I understand that there are going to be employees that do stupid things. This was a stupid thing. What it does illustrate is there are a lot of people in this country who now equate law enforcement with the Klan. I mean, she saw whoever the bakers saw that cake as being bad as having a swastika on it or a burning cross. That's the way it appeared to them. And this is the problem. And I, more than most conservatives, have recognized, at least conservatives with a radio microphone, have recognized that blacks do have a legitimate complaint to a degree when it comes to how, as a race, they're handled by police. There has been something of a built-in bias that's developed because of the high crime situation in many black communities. But that doesn't mean if you're a law-abiding person, just because of the color of your skin, you should face that scrutiny. But this has gone way beyond that. This has gone way beyond that. And I don't know what color the Walmart bakers were. I have no idea. And it's not relevant. But what I can decipher here is that they consider law enforcement a racist organization. That honoring police somehow was deemed racist to them. This goes beyond Walmart. It said Blue Lives Matter. Right. So, yeah, what part of, that's a great point, Earl. What part was racist to them? Recognizing that police officers' lives matter? I suspect you're right. That somehow it's saying black lives don't. In other words, they can't, yeah, all lives can't matter. This is exactly right. Because they don't really think all lives matter. People who consider Blue Lives Matter racist, quite frankly, don't think all lives matter. That's the problem. Yes, Blue Lives Matter. But why did that phrase come in direct response to Black Lives Matter? And of course, we have now been told all lives matter is racist. Think of the world we're living in when that phrase is racist. All lives matter. Well, you didn't say Black Lives Matter. Well, I did because I said all lives matter. Black, white, Latino, Asian, Nordic, whatever else you can think of, they all matter. Even those of you who normally love to bash Walmart, yes, you could bash them for this, but this transcends Walmart. Big time. Actually, those who bash Walmart, this might be a time they applaud Walmart. Because some of you probably agree with that sentiment. So that's unfortunate. All right, a couple of other things. I went a little longer on that than I wanted to. A couple of other things that I want to get to. You can expect me to talk a lot about the 8th Congressional District race from here to Election Day. Republican Mike Gallagher and Democrat Tom Nelson vying for the vacancy created by Reid Ribble's retirement from Congress. We've talked a lot about the lies that Tom Nelson is telling about Mike Gallagher and Social Security. And I will keep stressing to you the ads you see where he says that Mike Gallagher wants to tie welfare benefits to the poverty line, that Mike Gallagher, you know, cut two-thirds benefits for two-thirds of recipients. Those are lies. Those are lies. And I'm going to remind you probably every day those are lies. But there's a story I didn't get to last week. Tom Nelson is trying to paint himself as a moderate, that he's not a far-left extremist. Did you see the endorsement that he touted in a news release last week? Yeah, he's feeling the burn. He was all excited to get Bernie Sanders' endorsement. As my friend Charlie Sykes would say, this is what makes irony weep. Here, well, I give credit where credit. I would love to steal that one because it's really good. But this does make irony weep. Guess what Sanders is touting about Tom Nelson? That he's a moderate, that he can work across party lines. This is fascinating. The sense that I get, and I don't want to be overly optimistic here, but the sense that I get is it's not working. That it's simply not working. I have noticed that Nelson and Democrats have dropped the D.C. mic thing. I was stunned they picked it up because that's just damaged goods after what happened to Frank Lissay in the primary. 74-20. Sounds like a Louisville football score these days. Have you seen Louisville play, Earl? You haven't seen that quarterback? You haven't seen Jackson? Was it Lamar Jackson? Oh, man. You have not seen them play yet? They play Clemson this week. They're nuts. They're insane. They're crazy good. He looks like a man among boys. He scored 7 TDs against Marshall. He's Robo QB. If he stays healthy, he could be one of the best pro quarterbacks ever. He does everything. But anyway, they got rid of the DC mic thing. At least I haven't seen it. And I was really surprised that they even went there because I just thought that was neutralized after Lissay used it and got his butt kicked. So anyway, yeah. Mr. Moderate touting the endorsement of Bernie Sanders. One other thing I do want to mention. I'm going to be getting him on the show, and I need to talk about this one a heck of a lot more than I've been talking about it. That is the race for the 30th State Senate District, Republican Eric Wimberger against Dave Hansen. Dave Hansen should be easy to beat, but because of the dynamic of that Senate district, it's tough. And Hansen's entrenched and everything else. I have not interviewed Eric Wimberger since the Republican State Convention back in May. He is an impressive candidate. He really is in any number of ways. Former Marine, small business owner. He is really, this should be an opportunity to defeat Dave Hansen. I sincerely believe that. All right. We are going to talk about the debate, although I talked about it on Friday. We are also going to talk about Ted Cruz and what he did. I also want to talk about Arnie Palmer, but it transcends golf, at least to a degree. I want to start the next hour, though, with something a little out of left field. It's going to sound like a TV tease. Are car companies lying to you? That and your 5-day forecast at 10. It's 9 o'clock. We'll be right back.
News, talk, sports.